We're talking with Mary Kay Thatcher, of course, from American Farm Bureau. Mary Kay, several things going on, obviously, in D.C., very important to agriculture right now. I guess top of mind still is Trade Promotion Authority. Are we going to get a vote in the two bodies, Senate and House?
Oh, I think we will. I mean, we keep taking kind of half-step backs that we wish we didn't have to do. But I think everybody's working really hard on it, the Senate, the House, the President. So I think we will eventually prevail here on TPA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Are you feeling pretty good about what you're hearing from the administration, from the trade ambassador when not on TPP?
We are. Now, I haven't read the details of the agreement, but, certainly in listening to Ambassador Vetter speak several times about the agriculture provisions, it seems like we're making some progress. It was certainly music to our ears when the Japanese Prime Minister came over and said, I got to reform my agriculture. As you know, Japan is really the big ticket item for us. So that was good news. So it's taking more time and more work than I thought it would, but I think in the end we're going to prevail on this. It's one of so few issues that the President and the House and the Senate leadership agree upon.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Regarding taxes, I know that's been one of the priority issues for you for 2015. Going to accomplish anything this year?
Well, I'm not a big believer we're going to get tax reform, and I think the Senate is sort of slowly coming around to that. They've had several work groups that have been headed up by members of the Senate Finance Committee, but it seems like they've come to the conclusion that probably we'll have to kick that can down the road a bit. So we'll, again, be watching and trying to get it done before November, December, but capital gains, 179 expensing, death taxes, the same issues. You know, when you think about taxes, when you think about the major things like immigration reform, lots of things we'd like to get accomplished, but it's getting down to the wire already, and it's only May.
And I guess what, we're getting closer and closer to the silly season of 2016.
Very silly. I mean, you talk to the Iowans at this meeting, they'll all tell you the presidential candidates are all out there making the rounds, and we're going to have a couple of senators at least that are going to be involved in that, so their attention to what's going on in the Senate is going to wane a little bit. So, we all know that if it doesn't happen before the August recess, we're in real trouble. But it seems like this year it might even be starting a bit earlier.
Any hope of getting some help through the appropriations process on WOTUS?
Well, I think we are likely to get some help through WOTUS. Now, you know, that's not the answer for all, unfortunately, because that's a one-year appropriations bill that won't take effect till October 1st. Well, if EPA proposes something here in the near future, do we run into roadblocks between now and October, and then that means we have to deal with it again next year? So we'd still hope that we could get a long-term solution, but again, a very uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. One other thing, AFBF releasing a news release today regarding a new initiative regarding GMOs and trying to rally the troops on some national GMO labeling legislation.
Right. So we're very supportive of the Pompeo-type bill to make sure it's a voluntary national standard instead of a whole patchwork of state laws. And we just look at things like the ditch the rule comment period under Waters of the U.S. and the success we had there, and hope that if we can do a lot more grassroots efforts like that, maybe we can make even more progress on GMO. You know, we're up to 30-some co-sponsors in the House, so making progress, but there's a long ways between 30 and 218.
To talk to you here at this meeting about the disconnect between the scientists on GMOs and the general public.
Oh, absolutely. I think you can look at a whole host of very scientific reports that show that GMOs are absolutely safe. But, it's like the things you see on TV where they ask people, you know, what is a GMO? What's bio? Nobody can answer those questions. But it's a public perception thing we got to work on even harder.